Advisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you today in the fraud department?
Hi, I have some charges on my card that are fraudulent that I did not make, and apparently someone has signed up for a membership of some sort that wasn't me, and I would like the charges canceled. My bank has been in contact with me.
All right, you have disputed the charges.
Do I have what now?
You said that you've been in contact with your bank. You've disputed the charges.
Yes, I have. They actually have put a hold on my card.
All right. Let's get you to verify your name and address, please.
My name is Kelly with an I, Springer. My address is 77 Bonin Road, Monmouth, Maine.
All right, thank you. One moment. All right, I do have it located here. It's showing that the Keto Ascend and the Keto Ascend Cleanse have charges totaling $14.15 against the card, ending in $32.15, as well as trial completion charges on the 25th today for $91.89 and $92.90. And you're... All right.
I did not order whatever went. I did not receive anything.
It is showing a delivery to the address on the 12th of February for like a...
Well, I didn't...
The initial
I didn't
charges.
Receive it. I didn't charge anything. I didn't receive it. I didn't sign for anything. I didn't order it.
And the bank
and
has
I
begun
want
an investigation
money.
On there?
They said that I needed to call you and have you cancel the charges.
All right. Well, with there being a dispute on there, they have to call us and agree to drop the dispute before we can move forward. But it will give you the fraud protocol on this account, how we move forward on behalf of yourself, the cardholder.
They told me that I need to call you and have you put the money back in my account.
Well, we
That's
have to see
the
good man.
Told me.
They have to give us a call and agree. We can't put the money back with an active dispute. That is an investigation of its own. When they dispute the account, they do an investigation where they call the company. They ask us for, you know, information off of the account as well as the website to see what the agreement was. We do an investigation on this end where we take the IP address, which is basically an address, if you're not familiar with that term, IP address. It is an address for like a phone, a tablet, a laptop, or a personal computer.
Yes,
when an
I
order
understand.
Okay.
But I'm telling you that I did not do that. Someone else either took my computer or my phone and asked for a membership or whatever was asked for. It was not me.
Okay. That's what I was going to say, that they can determine that you know, who placed the order with their IP address. You're saying that someone took your phone and made that account. All right, so let's see if it's canceled out. So, yes, ma'am, the previous agent canceled the subscription. That was a promotional offer for a subscription, so it would have kept, you know, going out every 30 days. But it is canceled out, so there'd be no further shipments or charges. We just have to wait till your financial institution call us about the dispute and agree to drop. If they agree to drop the dispute, we do offer a courtesy refund on the account. But they have to call us and do that first before we can proceed forward with the fraud protocol.
Well, I don't understand why they told me that I needed to call you to have you put the money back in my account.
I don't know. I guess that's their protocol. But
what's
if there
that?
Is a dispute, that must be their protocol to do that.
Okay, so how do I get the money back in my account?
You have to have the bank call us and agree to drop the dispute. We can proceed forward with the fraud on the account. We give a provisional credit. We turn that information over to the local authorities in your area, which is like the sheriff or the police department. The IP address, they can pinpoint the time, location, and the owner of the device. They contact you to move forward with fraud against those individuals or that individual.
Okay, so has the whatever account that was created, has that been canceled?
Yes, it has.
So there will be no more charges?
That's correct. It's canceled.
The bank told me that these two charges right now are pending.
Mm-hmm.
Can you stop that, please?
Not without speaking with them.
I don't understand why they told me I needed to call you and ask you for a refund. Why would they do that?
I guess that's their advice on this situation. But with us, on this end, to get a refund, it does require, you know, we start that fraud dispute. I'm sorry, the fraud, not the fraud, but the fraud protocol, where we contact the authorities to investigate if the customer has fraudulent charges on their account. And at that point, we do a provisional credit so that, you know, you can receive the monies while they do that investigation. They will, you know, determine from there which way it goes. But if there is a dispute on there, there's nothing we can do. That pretty much ties our hand if there has been a dispute started on the account. And most likely with a dispute, from what I've seen, is that the customer usually ends up losing that dispute. If they call us with a dispute, their investigation entails them asking us for your name, address, phone number, and email address, and tracking showing it was delivered to your address, as well as the website where it was created so they can see if there were terms there. All of that is pretty much lining up here. So, excuse me, a lot of times they will decline to process the dispute on those. So the best route is pretty much have them call us, and if they agree to drop the dispute, we can move from there.
So the dispute has been caused by this phone call that I made.
Well, no, you said that because you disputed the charges. I asked, have you disputed the charges?
I did,
the bank?
But the bank contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And told me that there was evidence of fraudulent charges on my account, and they put a hold on my card.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told me that I needed to call you. They provided me with the numbers, and they told me that I needed to call you and ask you for my money back.
I know. They can tell a customer that, you know, yes, they can tell a customer that. But when you speak with the company, it just depends on what's happening with the company. Now, see, at this point, this is you saying this is fraud, but you know, a bank will always tell the customer that. But then, if the company has a contract with the customer, you know, they can give them some of the money back or none of the money. It's just up to it's just whatever is going on between the company and the customer. But yes, they
and
can.
What
they
does
can,
your company get, do? What does
we
your
advise
do?
You?
Does it give the money back?
We advise you to have them call us and we can assist you. Usually we give, being that it is fraud, I don't know, you know, it's going to be where once they call us, we'll proceed with the fraud protocol. But most likely what we do is we give a courtesy refund amount toward the charges, like a discount. It could be 50% off or something to that, 35, 50% off the charge.
So any way I look at it, I'm not going to get my money back.
I mean, I just advise you which way to go. We'll just have them call us.
And your name is Angela Williams?
Yeah, it is. Yes, ma'am.
Should I be asking for you? Or should they be asking for you?
No, your account is notated. You really don't even have to speak with the supervisor at first. They can go ahead and get you started with the customer support because it is notated to expect your financial institution to call us back. about dropping the dispute in order to move forward with the fraud. So they'll transfer you after that to the fraud department to get it settled.
She gave me two phone numbers. Do they need to call both phone numbers or just this number for two products?
It doesn't matter which number they call. It's going to go back to, I mean, because it has two numbers because it has two products, and it gives you the option to cancel each one with like with something called the interactive voice response, where you can just press the buttons and cancel 24 hours a day. But when you speak with an agent, it doesn't matter which number you call. They're going to handle all the products on the account. Each number will go back to the same customer support. It'll pull up the same account, and it can be dealt with. So you can call either number, or you can call the one that you just called. But both the entire account is canceled at this point.
Yeah, well, that doesn't give me back my money.
No, it just cancels the subscription right now.
Great. What are your hours?
I am here to 5, but the call center is open 24 hours a day.
Okay. So someone is there.
Yes.
They can call any day of the week. Okay.
Yes. They can call any day of the week. We're always open. Of course, you know, the bank usually is not always open, but we are. If they're open all the time, then we are open all the time.
Okay. I will call them, but yeah, thanks for nothing.
All right, thank you for calling customer support.